This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been working and paying taxes since I was 18. And when I see my payroll taxes, money going for Social Security being taken out of my paycheck, I thought all these years it was going into a fund that said Dahlia Wax. Well, my maiden name was Dahlia Tadaru, but now it's Dahlia Wax because I got married when I was 25. I think I got married when I was 25. So, the first time, no, I've only been married once to Corey. But I still don't remember how old I was. Remember, we did a lot of drinking at the wedding. And so I thought that all this time, there is a nice safe deposit box that has Dahlia Wax on it. So that when I need my Social Security, they go, wow, all right, you worked at Jack in the Box, you worked at the EPA, you tutored, you did all that. So that money is there for you, Dahlia. Now that you are 65, or if you want to collect it earlier, you open it up, and there's your money, but that's all you're getting. And hopefully it rose and it grew. And, I would have to make that work. But that's not the way that's not how it happened. Years ago, when I first started being on air, early on in the Obama administration, we were told that our Social Security funds are running out. That we would, by the 2030s, not have enough funds for Social Security. Well, yesterday we were told by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, that, in 10 years, the funds are done. Okay? We will not have enough Social Security funds, unless, obviously, we make some changes. And this is something that really ticks me off as a Generation X and probably is ticking off a lot of the baby boomers or the older millennials, because we were promised that if we pay our taxes and we work and we put money into the system, it's going to be there for us. But that's not what's happening. Other individuals that never put into the system are getting the money. Now, it's a nice thing to do to help people that immigrate here and all that, but eventually the money runs out. And you keep hearing, eventually the money runs out, eventually the money runs out. Well, we're starting to get the, writing on the walls where the money is running out. So the Social Security trustees reported that the trust funds that pay part of the benefits to retirees and survivors of contributors would be exhausted by 2034. Congressional Budget Office said, it's going to be 2023. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody gets cut off in 10 years. There's still backup funds, but the disbursements are going to be less. Now, you would think, well, that's okay, the COVID lockdowns are over, so people will go back to work and pay taxes. No, people aren't going back to work. We have many individuals that are still collecting government money. In order for us to have money in Social Security, we need whatever money is due to the government or money going to the government in terms of taxes. Well, when you have 50% of the country not paying taxes, and then a huge percent not working, we are shrinking the amount of dollars coming in. This is why I said, if you want to cut, student debt, get the colleges to put the money in. You can't do that with our tax dollars. We need those tax dollars for Social Security, because apparently it's in all one big, supposed to be in a separate fund. All the money I put into the system should be there in a fund that has, it says this is Dahlia's. No. That's not the way it is. It's all mixed. It's spent. It's on people. People are using it for their private jets and trips to China and all that other stuff. And this is a bunch of baloney. So what do we do? So the CBO report said that if Social Security paid benefits as scheduled, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund will be depleted by 2033. The Disability Insurance Trust Fund would hold out a little bit longer, but until 2048. If nothing was done and there's no way to buy time, both would empty by 2033 if combined. They said Social Security would still be able to make payments to beneficiaries from payroll taxes, but not a lot of people are working, not to that degree. We also have many individuals, remember, many individuals that collect that don't work. In fact, they almost penalize you, where if you're working, you can't get Social Security, or that gets cut. So you have to decide, am I making more working than my Social Security? Well, many individuals are like, I'd rather get the free money and not work. So maybe there should be an incentive where if you're over 65 and you still want to work, you could still get Social Security, you know, but there has to be some incentive to have people work. You have employers begging for people to come to work. And that money does get translated into payroll taxes and taxes that could go into the Social Security funds. CBO projects that the Social Security Retirement Benefits Program's 75-year deficit is equal to 1.7% of the GDP or 4.9% of taxable payroll. And they say the trust fund balances and pay benefits says that they must be raised immediately and permanently by 4.9%. So payroll taxes may go up. Now, who is that going to hurt? Well, it's going to hurt the Gen Zs, the millennials, the Gen Xs, some of the baby boomers that are working, and it's also going to hurt the employers. So raising taxes is going to be where they go next, when I think they might need to incentivize people going back to work or de-incentivize people not working. Listen, you have a disability, I get that. Now, even though many people with disabilities still want to work. Now, they said, look, let me do a sit-down job or let me work a few hours a day. But I get that there's some individuals that just are completely disabled and cannot work. But you know, maybe de-incentivize getting free money and try to get people back to work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, for those of you with kids, you might want to lower the volume and tell the kids to cover their ears because we're going to be talking about a more grown-up topic. And this is something that many of us have been aware of. I think it was Annie Hall where Diane Keaton was talking to Woody Allen about how, you know, she'd like to smoke some weed before they have sex. And he's like, you're always smoking weed before sex. Do you have to smoke weed before sex? And so there has been this myth that marijuana or cannabis and components of cannabis will improve your orgasms. Well, we now have a study saying, yep, it does. And it may also help increase one's chance for multiple orgasms. Multiple orgasms are nice. They really are. Because you know how I look at sex, okay? I love sex. Love multiple. That's fantastic. But what I really like about the concept of that is, let's say your frequency is not all there, and you don't have the opportunities to have multiple sexual encounters. If you could, in one sexual encounter, achieve the pleasure multiple times, that's pretty damn good. And so, by the way, a lot of couples are embarrassed about how often they have sex, and they don't want anybody to ask them. Remember Mr. and Mrs. Smith? You know, when was the last time you had sex? And, well, you know, their marriage was on the rocks, so they weren't having it that often. And then they're like, oh, ask us the sex question now. You know, and so people feel like, oh, man, you know, we aren't doing it every day and twice on Sunday. What's wrong with us? If you have multiple climaxes, that counts as multiple times. So something a lot of us like achieving. It's fun. But marijuana, which we're trying to get people to use less of because of a variety of health issues we're seeing with it, might be a tool, especially for hyposexual desire disorder or anorgasmia or hypoorgasmia or issues that people have. By the way, it's female and men. Men, it might even help with their refractory period. So this is interesting. So they say less than 50% of women report not climaxing during sex. And that's a shame. That, no wonder so many people don't want to have sex. If you're not climaxing, you don't seem to be jumping in to do it as often. And a new survey of hundreds of people showed that women who smoke cannabis before sex or masturbate have improved orgasm capacity per encounter. A study conducted in North Carolina suggested this is likely due to the drug making women relaxed, increasing their desire, which means the recreational drug could treat sexual dysfunction. So this is huge in the gynecological industry. More than 70% of the study participants, both men and women, reported heightened sexual satisfaction after cannabis use. They believe it's because of the THC. And that is I don't want to say hallucinogenic, but the more dysphoric aspect of cannabis. So they say the chemical structure of THC is similar to the brain chemical anandamide. This is being reported by Daily Mail, which acts as a neurotransmitter, sending chemical messages between nerve cells throughout the nervous system. These neurotransmitters affect brain areas that influence the pleasure, memory, concentration, movement, sensory, and time perception. They think THC gets recognized by the body, can affect this brain communication, which, again, could have issues in other aspects, but in terms of sex, could provide a benefit. They say overall, cannabis use tends to have a positive influence on perceived sexual functioning and satisfaction for individuals despite gender or age, and cannabis might help to decrease gender disparities in sexual pleasure. This is according to the journal, a study published in the Journal of Cannabis Research. So East Carolina University, North Carolina State set out to look at this. They've looked at both men and women. More than 90% of men report experiencing climaxing. Less than 50% of women do. So they said 70% of participants reported heightened touch and taste after cannabis use, which could increase overall sexual functioning and satisfaction because the two are major parts of intercourse, I guess taste. Then the participants were asked about their self-sessions or masturbation behavior. Three questions were asked: whether they do, if participants use cannabis before, and if so, did cannabis affect their pleasure while masturbating? And approximately 88% reported that they did self-session, and 76% said they used the cannabis before the act, and 62% said, yeah, it made it better. They also then looked at the intensity of the, and now they have a type of, they call it orgasms. I think they meant orgasms, while under the influence. And they found that the quality of it seemed to be a factor. Maybe cannabis is an aphrodisiac. So here's my thing. I think we're using too much cannabis. I voted to legalize it, but But there are people using it every day, and I'm getting calls that they're having stomach issues, nausea issues, they're vomiting. We're going to have an anti-nausea medicine shortage because so many people are on it because of their cannabis use. And so I would prefer if people use it, it's more once in a while and not using it daily to sleep. And the other thing, too, is we're having a tolerance issue. You use it every day, you end up then needing more. And I think cannabis has purposes and uses in medical scenarios, but I think a lot of people are using it so willy-nilly that they won't necessarily be able to benefit from those health benefits later on because they'll already have been, you know, exhausted or they'll, you know, upregulate more receptors such that the cannabis they're using might not take hold or be as potent for them. But the sex aspect is huge. And I remember training under a doctor who was talking to a woman who didn't want to sleep with her husband. And he had said, smoke some weed. And I was like, damn, that was pretty abrupt. And weed was illegal. But this is something that isn't new. Marijuana use has been heightening sex. What isn't new is, or what is new is looking at ways to improve. People are so afraid to talk about it. People are so afraid to think they need an aid for sex. And the average person does utilize something to improve sex. It could be positioning. It could be the bed. It could be using a pillow. It could be, you know, masturbating prior. It could be using porn. It could be using a marital aid. These are things that we're learning are more common. So you have people that don't understand why they just can't be on the kitchen table and it work for them. It doesn't have to. It is okay to need some other. I mean, you know, some of us might have to imagine Michael Fassbender. That's okay, right? Or Jimmy Garoppolo. It's totally fine. Totally fine. So I think we're starting to have these conversations where you don't necessarily have to have sex bare bones without any, you know, and another thing that people forget, and I have to remind them, is make noise. It is okay to make noise. Everybody thinks they have to be quiet because of the kids or the neighbors, or they think their sounds are. We have found time and time again that if you vocalize during sex, the climax comes easier. Not sure exactly what the mechanism is. I'm sure there's something that some way it's connected. But maybe it's because you're inhibiting how you feel and you're concentrating on so many other things that it's not allowing you. Go ahead and make noise if you want to make noise. In fact, there was a study saying women who fake their orgasms actually have more real ones because they're so busy making all that noise and stuff that they actually, you know, it seems to spurn a real one. So I think this is a fantastic study in terms of, I mean, not in terms of the way it was done, but in terms of talking about something that used to be so taboo that now we could be more open about. What I don't want, though, is people relying on drugs to get through a relationship. If you guys love each other and you are noticing some, you know, hyposexual desire disorders or issues with orgasm, this as an aid is great. But what we don't want is you can only have sex if you're high. That's not cool. And if my husband said, look, the only way I could sleep with you is if I'm just completely drunk or high, that's going to be a problem in our marriage. Because I want to think that he really wants to sleep with me, which I don't know is the reality. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Weather forecasters say a storm that'll dump snow from a broad stretch of the country this weekend will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to parts of the northern and central plains and Great Lakes. Arctic cold that's been brewing in northern Canada is expected to invade the United States next week. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' final solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, was attacked last year in San Francisco. It has led a lot of questions as to what actually happened and how did the intruder get in and where was security and wouldn't you think the Speaker of the House's home in San Francisco would have working security? Well, a little bit more information came out today, and a San Francisco court has released the body cam footage showing the moment that Paul Pelosi was violently assaulted. He was assaulted with a hammer, which I believe fractured his skull. Now, he's 82 years old, and allegedly he was asleep. This is before 2 a.m. when 42-year-old David DePape broke in and beat him with a hammer, this according to prosecutors. The video shows two police officers arriving at the home, knocking on the door. They waited around 20 seconds before it was answered. Hall was in a pajama top and boxer shorts. He answered the door, and then it looks like they stepped back, and they each were holding the weapon. Now, Paul apparently looked like, I think he had a drink in one of his hands, so he was holding a drink. The officer asks, what's going on? DePape says, everything's good. The officer says, drop the hammer. The suspect says, nope. Then Paul, who's standing next to him and trying to hold the hammer, tries to take the hammer out of his hand, but then the suspect goes after him and starts to tackle him. So it looks like the assault happened while the police were there questioning. They restrained the attacker. Paul is now on, it was fast. I mean, it was fast, but Paul looked like he was fine. I don't want to say fine in terms of the situation being fine, but he didn't look hurt prior to the police getting there. And if he was able to sit and drink a glass of something, that also seems to kind of bring some questions up, because usually if there's an attacker, you are running, you're trying to fight them, you're calling the police, you're like, help, get over here, help. And then the idea of stopping to have a drink. Now, I mean, I get maybe you might offer the attacker a drink. You want to calm the attacker down. You're like, let me get you something to drink. The attacker might hold a drink. But usually the victim isn't sitting there holding a drink. Were they shooting the breeze? Did they know each other? I don't know. Unfortunately, he gets attacked pretty viciously, is collapsed on the ground, water and ice everywhere. So the indictment in the case said blood was swelling out of the victim's head. He needed surgery to deal with the skull fracture. He was fractured in two places, and he sustained serious injuries to his right arm and hands. The 911 call reveals Paul telling an emergency dispatcher that someone was in his home. When the dispatcher asks who the man is, the man says, I'm a friend. So Judge Stephen Murphy had ordered on Wednesday that there was no legal reason to keep the footage private. Pelosi said that she would find it very difficult to watch the footage of the attack. California, she's, as you know, Democrat for California, she goes, I mean, it would be a very hard thing to see an assault on my husband's life. But she said she respected the system. Now, media requests for access to the material have been denied. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of issues brought up. One of the original stories that came out was DePape came to attack Pelosi and tied her husband up, saying they were going to wait for Pelosi. Not sure. Because based on him standing there, Paul, the victim with a drink in his hands. Prosecutors say that DePape or DePape planned to interrogate her and to break her kneecaps if he felt he was being lied to. Reporters were able to get copies of the video and audio at the clerk's hall. I think they had to pay like $25. But it still leaves a lot of questions. And so at the hearing, prosecutors played portions of Paul Pelosi's 911 call. And again, these are portions. So we have to be careful extrapolating the part that's missing. And they showed some of the footage. And they, there's been concerns that this was somebody who he knew, who he let in the house, and then things went sour. Instead, the original narrative was this was a MAGA Republican who wanted to hurt Pelosi. And so, you know, we do need to know what's going on, because we do not condone political violence. And an attack on a Speaker of the House's husband with alleged slurs about politics, could, you know, is something that we as a nation need to make sure we prevent. But if that wasn't the case, and that was a false narrative put out there because there was something else going on, that we can't stand for either. And it's very frustrating how when bad things happen, people immediately try to make it a political issue. Now, mind you, it's very hard for it not to be political when you're talking about the Speaker of the House. But when you have the Speaker of the House's husband, you know, call for help, but he doesn't look like he's in distress, and the person says, I'm a friend, and none of the cameras get the point of entry, then all we have is the police body cam footage. It starts to make you wonder, is this somebody he knew? You know, was this? And the other thing, too, also is again, the drink is interesting in that, you know, he was in his underwear. And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to add to any conspiracy theories, but, you know, if somebody is in their underwear around somebody else, are they comfortable being in there? I mean, I'm not very comfortable being in my underwear around anybody else. Yeah, was there, were they friends? Did they know each other? A lot of times, like, dude, you know, come in, we'll watch a game, or we'll... So, I'm not sure. And I get, maybe somebody left a drink, so he's like, you know what, I'm going to clean up before the police come, so I'm going to grab the cup. But it is going to be interesting. And, you know, the family has spoken out, but the police said that DePape told them that there was evil in Washington and that he wanted to harm Nancy Pelosi because she was second in line to the presidency. She's not, well, I guess she's third, but second in line if something happens to Biden. So at the time. So I don't know. Was this really all about politics? I don't know. But it's very suspicious. It's very scary. We don't want to see any. It's hard enough having somebody in your family in politics. And I spoke to my family when I was offered by the powers that be to enter politics. They thought that having a female doctor would be able to add a lot to the campaign and be able to bring a lot of common sense to a lot of the BS that was going on with COVID. I spoke to my family first, and the family did not like that. They, you know, and it was after, in fact, one of the offers I had was right after Congressman Kathy Gifford was shot. And the kids are like, we don't want you shot. We don't want anything to happen to you. And I don't want anything happening to them. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, was a pretty easy decision for me to make and decline, because people will go after the families. That's why, you know, these presidential elections and debates are like, we're not bringing up the kids. We're not going there. We're not going to bring up, you know, the family is off limits. I think those ground rules have to happen. So, we'll see, but it is odd. There's a lot more questions than answers right now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road.
So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that came up last week that made some people nervous were the UV gel manicures. So popular. I did them for a little bit, but I do the gel manicures that use LED lights and not UV dryer lamps because I thought that the UV light was dangerous. And this is a study that has been, these are studies that have, and knowledge and research that has been known for a while. Well, we have another study published in Nature Communications saying these UV lamps do cause or do have the potential to cause skin cancer and damage DNA in cells. And this gel finish that needs UV light, it's a fantastic sort of nail. I have to admit, they're strong. The color, you don't get the chipping of the nail polish. They stay looking almost new for the 2 or 3 weeks until you get a new one. But apparently the gel has to be cured and hardened. And so what you do is you stick your fingers into a lamp, and that lamp hardens it. So they use UV light to do it. I've always thought that concept was dangerous because you have to, for 60 seconds at a time, multiple times, put your nails in there because you have a primer, you have a base coat, then you have a primer, then you have a color, then you have, I think, a primer on top of that, then you have the finishing color, and if you're doing a couple layers or a couple coats, you could be spending 10 minutes under the UV lamp each hand. Not, I think, the safest. So it's a reminder that if you do get your nails done, they're supposed to have LED and not UV lamps. But double check, because some of them might say, oh, yeah, it's not UV light, but it is. So the study claims that the UV light coming out of the lamp could be killing skin cells and damaging tissue, which could cause skin cancer. The study also concludes that UV light could the skin cells that survive the light experience DNA damage. Now, they did the study in a petri dish, so it wasn't necessarily in your hands, but they found that it hurt the cells in a petri dish. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, we do have protections on our skin, but honestly, 10 minutes of that, sometimes the cosmetologist would be like, just go ahead and, do another round. Let's make sure it's extra dry. I just think it is too much. And for those of you going every 2 weeks, I try to spread it out to save money. You know, not everybody sees my fingers that closely, so I'm like, it could be a little overgrown. I think right now I'm at the 2 week mark, so I'm going to try to push it another week. But still, every 2-3 weeks getting that done could be pretty dangerous. Where I was shocked was I had a patient come in with brown discoloration on her first, on her four long fingers, not her thumbs. Even though you do have to have your thumb in there. And it almost looked like a tanning. And they all had the same rectangular shape to their discoloration. And I'm like, are your hands in any particular UV light? Or, oh, yeah, I forgot. I get my nails done. And I'm like, okay, that's some scary stuff. Don't be doing that. So, listen, I like the fact that we are figuring out ways to do our nails that last longer. I can't stand, going through the time and expense of getting your nails done just for it to chip. And so it's nice that we have made huge advancements, but you got to be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are curious as to what's happening with the Alec Baldwin Rust case that has now surfaced criminal charges based on the killing of Halyna Hutchins, the accidental shooting of her, killing her on the set in October 2021. And we're hearing that Assistant Director of Rust, David Hall, is going to testify against Alec Baldwin. He is facing charges of involuntary manslaughter, and he is the one who allegedly handed the quote-unquote cold gun, which ended up being hot, to the actor. Prosecutors have secured his testimony in the case against Baldwin and Russ Armour, Hannah Gutierrez, Reed. Baldwin accidentally shot and killed Hutchins after being given a loaded gun. Previous witnesses said Halls handed Baldwin the gun and that he said cold gun, despite there being a presence of live ammo. Cold gun means no live ammo and that the gun is not hot. It's cold, meaning shouldn't hurt anybody. This really should have never happened. How do you have props that are loaded? Why aren't they using rubber guns or props? Why are they using real guns? And then why are real guns having bullets in them? Who put the bullets in there? And then why isn't anybody checking? You always check a weapon. So there were so many things that were wrong with this. In a December deposition with the New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau, OSHA, Halls denied giving Baldwin the gun. He said he gave it to Gutierrez Reed. He also accused Gutierrez Reed of saying cold gun. Halls compared the death of Hutchins as comparable to a plane crash, and that it wasn't any one person's fault, but rather a systems failure. Now, he is the first assistant director on the set. He has signed a plea agreement for the negligent use of a deadly weapon in the case that included 6 months of probation. The New Mexico OSHA launched a lawsuit against Rust producers following the shooting. Halls told the deposition that he had no recollection of saying cold gun. He said, I have recollections of Hannah saying it. It's just like what they say about an airplane crash. It's like it's not just one thing. He says, you know, it's a system failure. Heather Brewer, spokesperson for the Santa Fe District Attorney, told Variety and being reported by Daily Mail that we are aware of the apparent contradictions of the testimony. However, we are confident that there is more than enough evidence to demonstrate negligence and to secure justice for Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez Reed told investigators that she gave the gun to Halls, not knowing it contained a live round. She said she never said cold gun on the set. She told the deposition, I don't like the term cold gun. I know it got thrown around a lot on the set. That was mostly Dave's terminology. So now there's this he said, she said, and finger pointing, and it's, you know, whose job was it? Well, Hannah Gutierrez Reed was the armorer. So you have an armorer to manage the guns. So obviously her role cannot be denied. Alec Baldwin was the one that shot the weapon. And it is such a shame that this happened. This is, you know, Helena, rest in peace. Nobody should have ever been in this position. I get, you know, directors like, I want you to point the gun at the camera and shoot. When you think about all, mind you, Alec Baldwin is a veteran actor. You know, he's worked with weapons, but you should have not taken anybody's word for it. You always check your own weapons. You always have to assume something is half-assed. As I said, in surgery, when somebody hands me the scalpel or hands me a tool, it's my job to make sure that that tool is fit for duty or fit for service. If not, I don't use the tool I was handed. That's just what we do in medicine. That's what in construction. Somebody hands you a nail gun, you inspect it before you use it. It's just something we do. But here's David Halls, who is the assistant director that is the go-between between the armorer and Alec Baldwin. And they said he's the one that said cold gun. So if he basically took Hannah's word for it, maybe he shouldn't have. He should have checked the gun himself. And if he is the one that said, here you go, here's the next prop, he's culpable too. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.